Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Amber Brondell. Hello, Amber.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Amber is marketing and events director at the United Way of Central Missouri. They had a big party a few days ago celebrating the end of the campaign. So, Amber, how much money was the United Way able to raise this year?
Well, our goal this year was $2.3 million. And yesterday at the party you mentioned, our victory celebration, we announced that our projected totals are $2,432,367.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
I find it interesting, and we'll put in our show notes our link to the story that we had about the celebration, but this is not the first year United Way has broken the record, its own record.
Absolutely. Yes. I've been with United Way between 7 and 8 years or so, and I know it's been 10 plus years that we've raised a record-breaking amount every single year.
Yeah. Well, and it's not as if you set an easy goal either, right? It's just beyond reach, or what I think most folks would perceive might be beyond reach. But because of the hard work of United Way staff, the volunteers, the co-chairmen, and the companies that participate, that all comes together. So for those who don't know, let's talk a little bit about where the idea of the campaign comes out, kind of the timeline of it, and how it plays out.
Okay, sure. Thanks for that question. So we do have a lot of people ask, what does staff do when it's off season, when it's not campaign time? And so really, that is actually a busy time for us. It's just more behind the scenes. In the winter is when we open up applications for our agencies. They have to reapply for partnership and reapply for funding every single year. And so that's really heavy. Like I said, we prep for that in the winter. And then in the spring, it's a 6-week process that our agencies undergo fund allocation. And so that's where they're applying for those funds, and they have to face a panel of about 70 volunteers. And they have to plead their case and why they need that certain level of funding. And so it's a rigorous process, and our volunteers do an incredible job. And it's not just the funding. It might be looking at management overview, or maybe it's helping them brainstorm new ways to do things, or maybe new fundraisers kind of breathe some life into the way that they fundraise outside of United Way funding. That process wraps up around April, and when our agencies have applied for that funding and it goes through those volunteers, then it's brought to our board of directors. And so it's there that our board of directors agree for each agency whether the level of funding that they've requested is approved.
Yeah, I think that's an important step, because it would be difficult to then go out and sell the need if you didn't know that the need truly existed, right?
Mm-hmm,
that
yeah.
You had done the background checks, you had done the work to determine this is a good use of the money that you're asking the community to bring forth.
Yes, absolutely. It's an opportunity for our agencies to go in depth about what the past year has looked like for them. And every year during the year, they give quarterly reports. And so that really dives into a lot of the statistics about how the United Way dollars are being utilized. They're reporting back on the funding that they requested for.
Yeah. I just think that's always the biggest challenge, is the confidence in giving, right?
That absolutely.
You want to make sure there's always somebody's got a hand out, but you want to be able to have the biggest impact on the greatest need. And to me, this is a great first step to achieve that. So the board approves the partners' funding.
Yes, that's a longer board meeting. It can be about 3 hours sometimes, where we go through and we really analyze the funding for each agency. And so when all of that funding comes together, that plays a huge role in the amount that we put out in the community for our campaign goal. So that is how we come up with our annual campaign funding goal.
All right. So you have set your goal. So what's the next step?
The next step is, in February every year, we have an annual meeting. And so for us, that marks the new year and really turns a page for us. And so it's at that meeting that we announce our campaign co-chair to serve alongside one of the co-chairs that had served last year, because it's a 2-year term. And then in March, we have a really incredible Cracker Jack marketing team that helps us come up with our campaign theme and all the fun elements that go with that. And we start meeting in March. We're meeting right alongside alongside the time that fund allocation is happening. So when May rolls around, we have a good idea of what our agencies have requested, what our campaign goal is going to be, and what our campaign theme is going to be. So then in June, we have historically hosted a grant conference. And so the way that that grant conference happens is if we exceed our goal the prior year, the additional funds that were raised, we put those back out into the community in the form of grants.
Okay.
That's a really wonderful opportunity for us to have both of our new co-chairs face our agency or grant recipients and also our media partners that are present. And a lot of times that's where we announce our theme and goal for the first time.
Okay. So how do you come up with a theme?
Oh, we have a running list of themes that we think are so much fun. But a lot of times our campaign co-chairs, they have a special place in their heart for one of the ideas that are on the list, kind of something that stands out to them. And so, of course, that's really important because they live and breathe the campaign for 2 years. You know, they're so heavily involved. We certainly want it to be a theme that resonates with them. But we've also been lucky the last few years that the theme that we've chosen, it really resonates with our community. So when you look at this theme, for example, it was Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And so our slogan was "So Shines a Good Deed." And if you watch the movie, the rest of that phrase goes on to say, "So shines a good deed in a weary world." I think the weary world resonates with our community because we have been through a lot in the last few years. But at the same time, our community has shown through and done so many good deeds, helping our neighbors recover from the tornado, the flooding, the pandemic, and then even this year with economic pressures. We know that our community is there for each other. So that was such a fitting theme. And so when we're looking at the list, it always seems that every year there's one that stands out that is just so perfect for that year.
Yeah. So the first phase of the campaign when it gets going is it's called the Pace Setters, right? Mm-hmm. So explain who the Pace Setters are or what they do.
So our Pace Setters, we get them together in June, and it's this year it was 31 businesses. So these are businesses in the community that really have energetic campaigns for the United Way. They jumpstart our campaign. Our Pace Setters start about June. It's earlier than it used to be. It used to just be August, but they get really energetic and they started a little early these days. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the community hosts their campaign in September and October. So when you look at our 31 businesses, our Pace Setters, they actually raise about half of our overall campaign goal every year. And this year, they did it again. They raised about 50.5% of our overall goal.
So Pace Setters and the other companies as part of the campaign raise funds in similar ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the ways companies can bring in those monies?
So our Pace Setters and any business supporting the United Way, we see them have so much fun with the campaign, all because of that theme that we talked about. And so they just wrap their arms around the theme. So this year was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So we saw a lot of golden tickets hidden in the room when we're having a United Way presentation. Or maybe it was a hidden egg contest. They had to go find golden eggs around the business. Or maybe it was an egg throwing contest. They had to throw it back and forth to one another. It's just been so fun to see. We saw a lot of Oompa Loompa costumes, a lot of people dressed in the Willy Wonka attire. And so businesses really, they utilize the campaign to help have energetic and breathe new life into the campaigns that they host every year. So this year we did see a lot of the Willy Wonka theme throughout the United Way workplace campaigns.
Yeah. I got to say one of the most fascinating elements of it may have been co-chairwoman Cassandra Atchison transform from herself to a blueberry.
Yes, that was so much fun. So that was an idea that she had. You know, I will say this year when we were thinking about campaign themes, Cassandra was the one who really lobbied for the Willy Wonka theme. That was something she really wanted. And Kyle Shimmons, he says, you know, sure, Cassandra, sounds good. Let's do it. And so Cassandra had a vision in the very beginning when we picked the theme. She said, every major United Way campaign event we have, I want to become more and more like a blueberry. Because if you haven't seen the movie, Violet Beauregard is one of the 5 golden ticket winners who's taking a tour through the chocolate factory. And at one point she eats something in the factory that makes her turn into a blueberry. And so at the very first event that we had, she was wearing a blue outfit. And then the next major event that we had, she had a little bit of blue on her face and she was getting a little bit more round. And then at our victory celebration, she was a full on blueberry. So I encourage anyone listening to go check out our Facebook page because the picture is just incredible. But she had her whole face was painted blue and she had the full blueberry costume. So that was just such a fun thing that she wanted to do. And I'm so glad that she did.
Yeah, I think it just it really symbolizes how these co-chairmen really do breathe and live that campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
From they will go to different companies as they launch their campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And really, they invest a lot of themselves and their time.
Yeah, they really do. You know, we really want to meet businesses where they're at. So if they want us to come speak to employees and they're having a shift change at 6 in the morning, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Or 11 p.m. even at Scholastic, we'll be there. And our co-chairs are so great to say yes. You know, if they can be there, they will. Yeah. And we appreciate that so much.
Well, and clearly one element of the campaign is the fun activities. But then I think there's also another nice touch that United Way has added in recent years where one of the partner agencies will often come to speak to the gatherings
Yes.
of those employees and kind of share with some of the stories that partner agencies were able to share.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's so special to hear firsthand from those agencies. I think it just is so meaningful and so powerful when we do bring our agencies along, as you mentioned. So a lot of times when we speak at a business, we have a United Way representative, usually our president, Ann Bax, or myself, and then our campaign co-chair. And a lot of times as United Way staff, we get to talk about kind of the overarching, what we do, what we've been up to. Our co-chairs get to hone in on this year specifically, the theme, the goal, all the fun we're having, but the serious component behind it. But then, as you said, we really like to have our agencies represented. And so we ask them to come speak and to share a story of someone that they're serving that's been impacted by the United Way dollar and why the United Way partnership matters to them.
Yeah. I just think it's a great touch because it really helps you understand. I think most folks might stray away from donating because they don't think it will make a difference. But when you start hearing how a dollar here and there a week can have an impact on Boys and Girls Club, Senior Nutrition Center, all of these other places that are partner agencies, it really emboldens you to want to help.
Absolutely. Brian Vogler is with the Salvation Army, and there was a statistic he shared this year that I think really resonated with a lot of people. And what he said was, it only takes the Salvation Army $1.32 to feed someone a meal. And the need has grown. You know, unfortunately, we do see that. The Salvation Army will tell you that from January through September of this year, so in 9 months, they fed more meals in those 9 months than they did all of the year before. And so it really does show that the need has grown. And so I think it's really powerful when Brian can stand up there and say, it doesn't take a whole lot of money per one person to change someone's life. You know, they can serve a meal for $1.32. And so the fact that they're able to do that, I mean, you can't get a meal for that inexpensive anywhere else. And that's how much it costs the Salvation Army, not the person. It's at no cost to the person they're serving. But it really is just such incredible work that they're doing. And we're grateful for people like Brian who can share that and understand that it may not be easy for someone to give a lot of money per paycheck, but every dollar really does matter. And that's a great example of how it does. And another statistic that our co-chairs share, I think is also so powerful, is that we do have so many generous businesses that support the United Way. But really, when we look at it statistically, about 2/3 of the amount that we raise actually comes from people like you and me, just doing what we can, whether that be through cash check or payroll deduct. But it is actually individual giving that makes up a bulk of what we raise every year.
Yeah. I mean, that's just fascinating. And I will say one of the comments that Andy Fechtel, who's board chairman, made at the celebration really struck home for me, where he was talking about, I'm paraphrasing, sorry, Andy, but this idea that for a lot of us, we've got a support network and we're focusing a lot with United Way, this conversation about the need for help when people hit hard times. But there are clearly other agencies where they benefit folks like Scouts and other agencies that are not necessarily at times of stress. But he was making the point that for a lot of us, we have a support network. It may be family, friends, coworkers, if we hit a hard time, right? Or hit a stumble. For a lot of folks, they don't. And that's where these partner agencies do such incredible work, is they're there to provide that hand up.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if you think about yourself in times of stress, like Andy said, and like you've paraphrased so well, when we think about ourselves and, you know, what would we do if we really got in a situation, and a lot of us can phone a friend, phone a family member so easily, and there are people in our community that don't have that person.
Yeah.
maybe they are from out of town or maybe they are here, but just don't have the network that a lot of other people have. And so that's when our agencies come in and they step up and they kind of are like a family to that person that they're serving. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you said it so well, too. The United Way Dollar and our agencies, they are serving a lot of people in crisis every single day. But our mission is to help people live their best possible lives. And so there are people that are served just like Scouts, you know, that may not be a time of crisis, but the United Way funding that we help with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, we help scholarship uniforms and other supplies so that it isn't a barrier that they can be part of the scouting program because of financial burden.
Right.
And so I think that's important to look at, too. We want to help everybody live their best possible lives.
Yeah. Well, Amber, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.